Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 15, 1804. Day 155 of the expedition. Camped at a place of 10 Arikara lodges. Today's campsite was in present-day Emmons County, North Dakota, and just below Fort Yates on the opposite shore. The Corps traveled 10 miles this day and met Indians all along the way. They stopped at several villages and were always greeted with hospitality. The trip today sounds like a progressive house party with plenty of eats at each stop. Captain Clark tells the story.
Rained last night. We set out early and proceeded on. At 3 miles, we passed an Indian camp on the starboard side. We halted above, and about 30 Indians came over in their canoes of skins. We ate with them. They gave us meat. In return, we gave them fishhooks and some beads. About a mile higher, we came to on the larboard side at a camp of Arikaras of about 8 lodges. We also ate, and they gave us some meat. We proceeded on. Saw numbers of Indians on both sides. At 12 o'clock, it cleared away, and the evening was pleasant. At sunset, we arrived at a camp of Arikaras of 10 lodges. We came to and camped near them. Captain Lewis and myself went with the chief, who accompanies us, to the huts of several of the men, all of whom smoked and gave us something to eat, also some meat to take away. These people were kind and appeared to be much pleased at the attention paid to them. Captain William Clark, October 15, 1804.
Clark also mentions that the Indians were much pleased with my black servant. Sergeant Ordway wrote in his journal that the children liked to follow York around, but when he turned back to them, they screamed and ran away. Monday, Le Boulet or Cannonball River.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.